Shalom, Boker Tov, good morning, or if you're on the other side of the world, good evening, good afternoon. Oh, good to hear your voices today. How wonderful. Praise God. Glory to the Lord. Just a little bit here at the first. I will be at Prayer Mountain at noon. So that means that we don't know what time we'll be having our call for sure, for sure. Might be 15 minutes after the hour, 30 minutes after the hour. But the way to watch it is, or take part in it, is our webpage, billybrim.org, or our Facebook or YouTube, Official Billy Brim, rather than just the phone call. Brother Max calls in, and it's good. You'll enjoy it if you go on the webpage. Bless the Lord. I want to... of course, we've got our Champions for Christ, our young people going to, it was interesting. You know, we had Brother Steve Boyles give his account of going to heaven at our autumn assembly, and he told about the white horse that he rode, and about the horses, the war horses that the Lord's training and getting ready for the battle. And he rode his horse, and he told me, he hadn't put it in the book, but he just mentioned to me that he was told, had the name of the horse, and the name of his horse was Gibor, or Givor, B's and V's sounding alike, Gibor. And the meaning of that is champion. So when the Lord told Chip, I want you to build champions, help me build champions for Christ, he looked up the word champion in English, and he said, Lord, it's only in the Bible one time. It's talking about Goliath. Well, that word that is translated champion about Goliath isn't even the Hebrew word for champion. But the Hebrew word for champion is all through the Bible. And the Lord said to him, it's all through the Bible. So when Chip knew what it was and we looked up the word, we found it all through the Bible, and the word is Gibor. So we're building champions for Christ, and oh, we've got, this is the 26th year. Some of these kids have grown up and have children of their own, and we get wonderful, wonderful testimonies. And so, praise the Lord. They come to Branson, and if your youth group hasn't yet signed up, you might want to sign up. Just go to championsforchrist.org, and remember that's a number, 4, championsforchrist.org. Now, I didn't get numbers this week, but last week we're sending, there's usually about 800 young people who come. It's $75 for each one to go. And last week, the WWPs had sent 635 young people and had 165 left to go. I didn't get numbers this week. I'll try to get them by noon, but I'm sure we're down from 165. We're getting ever closer. So if you want to donate, you can donate to Champions for Christ directly. You don't have to go through us. In fact, we'd rather you went right on to Champions for Christ and that money got in there for them quickly. So it's championsforchrist.org. You can mail your donation to 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma. You can put it a Glorious Church or Champions for Christ and send it to 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma. Now, of course, this wonderful production of David is done by that marvelous group, Sight and Sound Theaters. And they were directed by the Lord this year in our 250th birthday of our nation to make a movie called The Great Awakening. It's now showing in the theaters. I don't know how much longer it will be on. You just have to see this movie. Find out and go. Now, regarding the Israel trip, it's a go. And what we always say is, if El Al flies, we go. Now, some of the other airlines did cancel, but some of them may be reinstated. I don't know. But we always fly through El Al. And if El Al flies, we go. We better see if our brother Max is on the line this morning. Brother Max, are you there?
I am here. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Boker Tov. I'm doing great. highly favored and blessed. Praise the Lord. Yes, we also go into Jordan. We have a conference from the 17th through the 21st. We have, I believe...
Of what month?
I'm sorry, I didn't say the month. June. June 17th through the 21st. And we have that conference in Jordan, just like the conference we have in Jordan last December. And we probably going to do a three-day tour. We're planning on that. Or some people went with us before, they don't want to go. But some people knew they would love to go. So we're holding a conference for 5 days. Kamal Saleem will be with me, myself, and Sammy and his wife. They have a ministry in Jerusalem. They were in Jerusalem. They lived there for 15 years. As a matter of fact, they'll be there, and they're going to be crossing from Israel to Jordan. And also we have, again, if it's on anybody's heart, we would like to provide for people in Jordan for food and other stuff, and it would be a travel. This conference normally costs between $35,000 to $50,000. Last year it cost us about $42,000. Well, the Lord provided. Praise the Lord. We also have Hannah and Brenda coming to our church downtown Minneapolis, to Yeshua Love Hills, June 16th and 17th. We will have two services on Saturday, one at 10:30 a.m. and on Saturday, May 16th and 17th, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Saturday, and then we will have 10:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Tony, Hannah, Brenda will be with us. And Tony is praying. Tony might be coming with us to the conference in Jordan. We'll see. Chip and Candace, August 22nd and 23rd, if I'm not mistaken the date, but as the time comes, you will see it. August 22nd, 23rd, again, Saturday and Sunday, morning service, evening service, and Sunday morning service. We are just so blessed. Just to give you a quick update, nobody really know what is going to happen. The president and his team and Marco Rubio, they are still pushing for the nuclear, that Iran will have zero nuclear, absolutely zero, to be cleaned up. And what came up also a couple of days ago, especially after the attempting the assassination, they are now put on the table of change of regime and election. Now, you don't hear that in the news, but I'm just saying this to you guys. So they are looking for that and for their ballistic missiles plant or whatever they're doing it to be over. Their meeting in Russia was not really that successful. Russia said that we will help you as much as they can, but Russia right now, they can't help themselves. So, and to take control of the Hormuz channel over there also. The Americans have a free will. I mean, that's what they have on the table, those three things, and I think they are very, very important. And the safety for the state of Israel. No more attacking, no more Hezbollah, no more Hamas. Our president looking at the bigger picture in 2028, after his term is over, that he really wanted to clean it up. We are to continue praying for him. We're not going to go into the details of what happened. We know the devil is behind it, but the Lord.
I'm going to read from last week's words, what God said to us,
Okay, so that's all I have. We'll be in downtown tomorrow night, praying, 6:30 p.m. If you're in town, join us. We would love to have you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Brother Max. And I forgot to say that I'm going to be at a glorious church fellowship in Collinsville, Mother's Day, May 11. So if you're in that area, we invite you to come to a glorious church fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. Praise God, hallelujah. And then after that, I'm going to, on May 8th, take part at the embassy Israeli embassy of a prayer meeting being held there after our National Day of Prayer, which is the 7th. So the 7th of May is coming up, our National Day of Prayer. And the 17th of May, I believe it's a, I thought it was a Sunday.
Yeah, so I'll have to check.
I know, the 17th of May? Okay, yeah, okay. The 17th of May is a Sunday, and that is the day when on the mall, our President of the United States of America has called for, and it's being carried out. I was on a call with the faith group yesterday that from the White House, Paula White, and that's the day when we're going to rededicate our country as one nation under God. Rededicate to God.
That's the same day that Hannah and Brenda will be with us, the 17th.
Okay. Okay,
May
on 7th, the
8th. 16th and 17th. Go ahead, sir.
All right. On the 18th, which is Sunday, be sure to join in. Even if you're not on the mall, be joining in wherever you are, praying as a part of this dedication of our country. It's important that from the highest offices, the highest office, the President of the United States of America has called for a rededication. I don't know, I grew up Baptist and we had calls for rededicating your life. We're rededicating our country on the 18th of May. And of course then, we need to really use our authority for it to be free from the enemy's attack. Now, as you know, and I'm going to go to it here, praise the Lord, and read just what the Lord gave to us last week before that horrendous attack at the banquet. So that attack happened on Saturday, April 25th. An armed intruder ran through the magnometer. I'm not sure. I think that's what they call them, those, you know, checkpoint machines at the Hilton Hotel, Washington Hilton Hotel, annual presidential correspondent banquet with the media. The gunman fired a shot at a Secret Service man nearby. The Secret Service captured him quickly and took him alive. The president, all the cabinet members, dignitaries were present in that room. Someone said a target-rich environment. If he had been able to burst into that room and just fire randomly, we don't even like to think about it. But here's the thing about it, folks. In the afternoon of last week, the Lord said to us in our afternoon prayer, just two phrases I'm going to read from it, and that is, do not be shaken, and you are my company. So we were his company, and he used us that morning. Now, I'm going to read some things from the assignment last Wednesday morning. Victory is yours every time. Learn how to tap into it. Then he gave us the scripture which says, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. The next scripture he gave had to do with putting on the whole armor of God. And then his statement, why is it so important to put on the armor of God when you pray? And then he mentioned that we have it together when we pray together. And then he said, why? Because you have a real enemy, church. We have an enemy. And that enemy is Satan. Then God gave us right away 1 Peter 5:8, which says, the devil prowls around. Last week at the Washington Hilton, the devil, through that man, prowled around, seeking someone to devour. But the scripture says, and God gave it to us, we are to resist him. Then he gave us John 10:10. The thief comes not before to steal and to kill. That devil was prowling around through that man to kill the President of the United States and many others. Now, here's the next statement. They will do everything possible to defeat you. Know that I am with you. Now listen to this. The devil will not take you out. He tried. 3 times we know of for sure, and I'm sure there are more. The devil has tried to take out our president, Donald John Trump, and God has watched over him. Then he said, I shall defeat the devil for you all, and you are delivered. Then he gave us the scripture which says he disarmed the principalities and powers, the rulers and authorities, and made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. That man then was soon seen face down with no clothes on. He had been disarmed and stripped naked. Colossians 1:13. The Lord has delivered us from the power of darkness. And the next statement, God has indeed set you free from the power of darkness. And I didn't stop there. The victory in me, Jesus, made all things possible to you. And then he says, church, Luke 10:19, behold, I have given you authority. Authority. And the next statement, God has given you authority over all the devil's ability, abundance, and strength. That means even Satan's best shot against you has been defeated, church, Trump, Israel. God protected Trump from Satan's best shot. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then another statement, it's time to shine and be brave. Everyone talked about how our president literally was so brave and was shining. He was shining. President Donald John Trump. Amazing how a man could go through what he's been through and still be brave. And look at this other statement down on in it. Today is about courage and strength. No, you have the victory in me. Put on a brave face for me. That's what he did. The President of the United States put on a brave face for God and for our nation. Praise God. And then in the afternoon, he called us his company. So, folks, we're going to do what we did last week, and we must do this every week. We're going to take our authority together. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I'm so glad and we're so thankful that you indeed call us your company, and that you not only call us your company, you use us every Wednesday. You use us. Oh, Father, you use every spirit and every tongue on this line that will yield to you. Not the spectators who don't bother to pray when we pray, but those who lift their voices and their tongues. You said this is an assignment and you're working through the saints in prayer. That's what you told Brother Max in the very first place. So here we are reporting for duty. Use us, Lord. And first of all, we wanted to praise you and thank you and give you great glory and honor that you made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. We want to thank you for that revelation that you give to us in Colossians, which tells us that we're redeemed, that you delivered us, you rescued us out of the dominion and power of darkness, and you translated us into the kingdom of your beloved Son. We're free. We're free. We're free. And Father, in the name above every name, you have revealed in the revelation of the book of Ephesians that we're actually seated with you. And in Romans, you said those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. So now, Father, we pray again, asking for more. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us more the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of him. Letting the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and, O Father, the exceeding greatness of that resurrection power which is toward us, that power which is according to the same power that you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet and gave him to be head to the church over all things, the ecclesia, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we, who were dead in our trespasses and sins, you raised together with him. When you quicken the head, you quicken the body together with him. When you raised the head, you raised the body together with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with and in him. So here we are. Here we are, Lord. We're here in the earth, in our earth suits, which gives us the right to use authority on the earth. But, oh, dear Father, according to that marvelous revelation in Ephesians and Colossians, we have been raised right up there to sit beside you, Father, in our Lord Jesus Christ. And from that august position, far above, and from the authorized position here in my prayer chair, wherever anyone is, in our earth suits, we lift our voices together, and we call to attention the kingdom of darkness. Satan, all you princes of the power of the air, lower level devils, down to the lowest imp, we are God's own company and fully authorized to speak as one to you today. We have done it before and it worked. Call to barrenness and nothingness your plans against our president, Donald John Trump. We call them all to confusion, to barrenness, unproductive, fruitless. And every person that you're trying to work through, we call them to confusion and exposure, that your plans would be exposed, revealed, and stopped. In the name above every name, the name of Jesus and the name of Yahuwah Yeshua, we can demand your obedience. Cease and desist in your attempts to cloud the minds of those people making decisions. We lift up in the name of Jesus to the Father for blessing and direction every person who's making decisions regarding the thing in Iran, regarding the nations. We lift up all those God put in office in Washington, D.C., in state governments, local governments. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we put on for our very selves the full armor of God while we pray today. We wear the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of love and righteousness, girt about with the truth of God's word, feet shod with the good news that we have peace with God, taking up the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith wherewith we stop every fiery dart against us as we pray. The blood of Jesus surrounds us. The blood of Jesus is over us. The blood of Jesus protects us. The blood of Jesus protects those called into service. In the name above every name, we plead the blood of Jesus over our spiritual leaders today, down to the foot soldiers in the natural and the foot soldiers in the spirit. In the name above every name, you cannot in any way affect our prayers today. We plead the blood of Jesus over Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Each Derek, the Derek of every person on this call, the plan. The Lord said to us last week, I've got plans for you, and I even know the span of your life. You will not touch our lives in Jesus' name. In the name, in the name, in the name. And now, Father, we turn our faces to you. We yield our bodies, like it says in Romans 1, a living sacrifice, which is our spiritual worship. So we yield our bodies to you right now, which includes our tongues. And we ask you to direct them with your thoughts and cause us, Lord, in Jesus' name, to speak your will into the earth. We thank you for dear brother Max and for giving him the interpretation and guiding him. Even now, oh, Lord, this is such a marvelous work of God, which we little understand. But we trust you to use Brother Max now, in Jesus' name, blessing him with your holy presence, as well as each one of us. Bishanto, Bishanto Mia, Bishanto Mia Kanga, Mishanto mia kanga niko. Kabilandiono magilandiana. Mangiadana mokwa. Balatunya. Balatunya mia. Mida gava ashande le kobe kalakangara gababa. Shantora manyana abido kobra. Egeladiando no combre. Mikola copa alla dani maqua. Mikola cabri agnana a coca. Ijato, misciando no combre. Balatione mequa alla gambabi di combracchia na condiande di cotasc. Vridu hujwatora kobila tai anyanagwa baledon jerno no kwa jere kombredi di kavrakya na godeyak. Ashena kohora paletonya vele dubra vrato jene ne kvarga dele kabra. Iri kohori kamba aletora manikwa jere kobra jere kobra. Mene kohora kori le kabra frete de ko o. Manchuna ko or, ilidashka or, fritanyo maki manya ni kuata, biliduhu zwato vradiando no gobrikiano no kobrikafka, bridanyo no kohoro komarakaya na korakori di diandala kohoro ko diandala korakaya dala kai. Ishanto fika. Ishato fika, manko, mankolita. Mankolita fia, ma ito, ma ito, ma ito. Mangolatita, mangolatita, ma shetia. Bivaruto shvate, bajuto kombabila, tonte, Baparakayana koholo ko brikilianta pakito kapito kapit. Kimina kaka. Mandio no kobri kate kabranya ne koholo ko bibalatai, bibalatai, bibalatai. Gritiando mashkeron jemra kote ara kohoro ka barakala kai. Pere tuhuru konye ne kwa tare kombre ke li kabra. Pifro mnyoto makai. Pifro no ko papi na tsondia makuja na kombre ka lakai. Petuhufra. Kime na kwadi do njene kwerio na kabilata da gabinio no kopi da gabaha. Peshkadanya mea, mon frandanyi ma kwerio na kalakabinio na kole kabidio na nanange. Ibele tuara no njene kwai ashtunya makila kongara kodu di kombrakia la kotonjere gondoshka da gade. Ile poro tefka d'angele, ko squagne le cuore cadaccia. Sciato po cobra caticanga. I seminai, mantora vinga. Tehele baba. Manchene ku korabala ti tatakahai. Ishano lo kobrikata la vinyo no koka. Mahanene kora manainya na kiale dele ebele totu la kiano. Idiano no kwashata la valabai yato ramano. Eliati fra masion teleka che le vigno naliato rambiano mele tuhur capiccio tagnete di capratia mistiono cobre garaga bambara cadiandara gohura cabri telecam frandiene corocoliang dene cobratia. Pishka danche de kohoro kondiana koriya matyang doro godoshi ka bapya. Pivarehi inyana kai. Malakobretye. Pashkodo jenyana kore kalika bragdya vraka dish danche de godoshi ka da bapya na kore manaka. O Father, mi tanyo no kueshi ke di bacio. Isato mi kaliana no nombre. Isato holo kobre kalakabranye ne kore maninyo no kobra di li gombra briantosh ke da vracanye ne gorgono le kabranye. Ibala hafranya ne korban ne kobra kabri kala kombre vle dushganya ne korgo deli kabra. Ishehitai. Ishene mkwa. Ishene diavra. Pafrika di nyorto baladinyo balakaya na kokabi na nanambi. Bubra dele toshke danjene kohoroko balekayana kahalakayana kohoroko balekay paratanya. Pele dihitanya maki manya ne koramanyata. Porska di barana. Bishu tututu kosha palita halamanyono no kobri kalakai bedi kombre kalagabra toba la baya. Meto my tomato. Iti hishu tata kahai. Sibret mito rasvai bebulu mama babulu nakito babelebrenye mahulu tetye nakaka bile duhuro kondiyane ne kvara kare li kambamba la tohuro kodale kambambi anana nombre kare gandashka Pasko dobre te ne kakai ene korakon ene korakadania. Paski dania. Maski dobre te. Meto lo kopri ta fanye. Kebele duhujwa. Gevele dohoros kaska tanse te ko praktia praka tahja kambre. Me tu hora ko binja na kaha. Manjo ne mama. Masko debre manjo no kovri kare ka vai. Ositala matutu. Pas gedevro suerto njan venja ne kai abale dinjo. Ma koro ko papi. Asima tutto ma coco la bene e ve la toho la compre prende li copro calataia na conga la galagne da gorgo delle gabbigno no conce de gojangia capita hala kai ma toho kambali abala tanya nai agala cobra che isotor mesca danje me kaka Pasca no breca bredenio no cora calitibra. Istio no vrele cabra calacaia no coro co baba. Me tu hujua, ma coro co le cabra calaca garagadagno no coro calile ca baba le denio no coro co lo compre bredenio. Fisiano macchia. Me colo con bebe. Cavele dura banana, no corre gabbino, no cobra la fraccia, no gosciende, no corre con le cabala tutto. Ma c'è ancora mananghi lì da la caiba, le cora manani, ne corre calava la caia, na caca, la donna, na caia, na caia, na caia, na caia. Ma c'è un po'. Bufratia. Bufrati amico, bufrati amico, vance ija de gobra, aja, ani, tola, brachinio, nero, tita. Oh, father, ma scelte le conga, ma te con babi la togna. E bello toro, manierto, 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 fra, manacolo cobi, bella taia nakai, e nakahasadi, ali, tonanga, li, bravino. Pacco le cabino. Merto, merto fangi, merto fangi la cabra calacaia la cohoro cobambara cataicia. Vole di vragno no qua, bahagetie? Pasco donie, pasco donie via. Pasco donie via, non gracate cababri la toto to cobrabra calacaia la cahalatia. Oh papalito. Mangomba hafi, mangomba habala to abala jenini kwa. I macho, 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 macho. Gala gobrebre di jandio no kwa, ala kabitanio no kokokoba, ala gabravre dinio no koroko dole kabra. Ho, 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 penyo ni kalaga. Isato toko hojaka. Ma colo cobre e le cangambi delle cobratti una codosca. Bore tutto rugosce che le gabba alle cobre niene coro con dalle cabracate comba, mi toto, mi toto, mi toto, pacca le comba, mi sotto cobraca figno, alla cabricata co ogne,
Alicato cobra cabene, ne cojata, ala cobre, ala cobre, ala cobre. Frator manaya, frator manico, en bourgeois, achonienne, le cobra calacai. Prevenetunia maki. Mesti di antoro balati, ma coca la capile donne ne qua, e se ne cora cali cabra, cali cabra, cali cabra, ne cora vannania, ne cora cadalde, coprasca d'ange. Pasco dove c'è te, aswana cora mannacca, belle tua togo oge, e bedeca alla, mangora godo e chiacchiata. Father God, mi sotto macchiata fanciono nombri. Mi da la barbara vradionda, ne corre cale cabene, ne coco con la camera cobrica dalla cambra. E tu sciabri macchiato. Pesce ignato macchiano non nombri che di cabra. Holy One of Israel, Makoni Nivato. Pashi Neko la Cabri de la Congra, de la Cabra, de la Cavalier, de Nombre, de la Cababra, de la Coria Batiata. Oh, 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 Shatitako. Pakala nani ne kahala bino no ko prata bara dushka non ce ne go dushka. Vidi duho shverto no nyato no ko pra. Kavila toni ne kwa. Mala kobra kalakaya, magonga la kafrandio no ko bratia. Che le battute tappano a cagna e ne corro capito. Capito fagna e ne corro capri, cala con breca de go, accia non breca de gafra la capri. Hasca d'ambre, hasca d'ambre, hasca d'ambre. Volitavra mattiono non cenne ne corra cadele con braccia, ne corre con braccia. E se ti cuffosci capranti a fraca dove scende le codosche le brittasse. The doors, oh my God, they're open. Fritagno no cove, le digna na cai. Ave la dora capigno no qua. Cale capricale con brevri da sciundo lo gobrottia na caratia na cogenie ne corocodacci. Hashkadin yene kaka. Kavila dombra kada kahale kangaranye ne kohro kambrange ne kodogo chambra. Ita non kombre, ita non kombre mika, 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 mika. Mango lo dobri balatuju adaga jambra kada gadache. Ika la kabri tari kambre kere go doshka dabri kata gamba. Macho na gobre. Ita le kole vele tanya ni koho le kaba. Me toto go huba e shanto no kwa. Me to horo pakiana na takia na kai. Ma toto go baba. Heavenly Father, we just want to praise you and thank you for saving our president last Saturday and for saving and protecting the cabinet members and all the people in that room. We want to give you glory and honor that you kept for us again, one more time, our president, Donald John Trump. God, we're thankful for him. In the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, we lift up our dear country, the United States of America. We lift us up, O God, and all of those, Father, whose minds are so darkened, we ask you for a great awakening, a great awakening, a great last awakening, Father. We ask you for it. We implore you for it. Oh God, send now an awakening to the United States of America. We lift up England, Father, and the British Isles. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for mercy and forgiveness for nations as well as men. And Father, I do pray that the King of England would declare his faith as openly to his people in his land as he did in one of his speeches yesterday. God, we pray in Jesus' name. 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 Father.
Hallelujah.
Brother Max, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. We'll start with the scripture, Isaiah 54:17.
Oh, my Jesus. That's just what
Isaiah
he did.
Isaiah 54:17.
Of course, you all know that scripture now. No weapon formed against you will prosper. That weapon did not prosper. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Statement.
Oh, Jesus, we praise you.
Thank you, Lord. You can get so, you can get so caught up in the past. You can get so caught up in the past, and who you are, and who you are, or what mistakes, or what mistakes you have made, or what mistakes you have made, when Jesus enter your life, when Jesus enter your life, I changes everything. I changes everything. New creation by my death. New creation by my death. I make you new. I make you new. The last four words are underlined. So after I make you new is underlined.
Oh.
Your victory, your victory in me. So your victory in me is underlined, the end of the statement. I'll read it again. You can get so caught up in the past and who you are or what mistakes you have made. When Jesus enter your life, I changes everything. New creation by my death. I make you new. Underline part, your victory in me. Okay. Then he gave us another scripture. He gave us a lot. 2 Corinthians 5:17-18. 2 Corinthians 5:17-18. Romans 6:12-14. Romans 6:12-14. 1-4. Okay. Statement. This one, just checking here, is not underlined. Read like this. Now, more than ever, to trust me? Yeah. Now more than ever, to trust me and become strong warriors. Now more than ever, to trust me and become strong warriors for my kingdom. Now, your world, W-O-R-L-D, now your world needs men. Needs men who are willing to boldly carry, God's love, God's love into the world, and find this life and find this life changing in me. And with me. Church. Transform your minds. Okay, that's the statement. I'll read it again. Try to do better now here. Now, more than ever, to trust me and become strong warriors for my kingdom. Now, your world needs men who are willing to boldly carry God's love into the world and find this life changing in me and with me. Church, transform your minds. That is the statement. Okay. Moving along here, scriptures, Philippians 4:6-7, Matthew 6:34, Matthew 6:34, Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2. Okay. Next statement, let's see, is underlined, all of it. So the one I'm going to read is all emphasized. And it reads like this. You already have me. You already have me. Today, living your life to the, today living your life to the, oh, fullest in a prayer. F-U-L-L-E-S-T, fullest in prayer. With my prophets and friends, you are growing. Yeah, you are growing grew a bit more.
All right, just a minute.
Okay.
You are growing. And then what's the next word?
Grow a bit more.
Okay.
Grow a bit more in this prayer, children. Grow a bit more in this prayer, children. Stand for your nations. Stand for your nations. And here's two names after that. Trump, Benjamin. Stand for your nations, Trump, Benjamin. Okay. I'll read it again.
And all of this is underlined, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
You already have me today. You already have me today. Your life to the fullest in
living
prayer.
Living your life.
I'm sorry, living. You're right, yeah. Living your life to the fullest in a prayer. With my prophets and friends, you are growing. Grow a bit more. In this prayer, children, stand for your nations, Trump, Benjamin. And just when I mentioned Benjamin is in Arabic, so it's right to left. You'll get a picture of it, I'm sure, from Quinn. Okay, praise the Lord. Moving along here. Psalm 37:4. Psalm 16:1-6, verse 11. Psalm 16:11. Proverbs 16:1-6, verse 9. Proverbs 16:9. Psalm 37:4. Psalm 16:11. Proverbs 16:9. This one is the end. And the end is emphasized. I'll let you know. Okay. Read like this. Trusting me of the impossible. Trusting me of the impossible. Nothing is too hard for me. Trusting me of the impossible. Nothing is too hard for me. Walk in my light. Walk in my light. And see the way I have for you. and see the way I have for you and your nations, and your nations today. And see the way I have for you and your nations today. The assignment in front of you, the assignment in front of you, the assignment in front of you. Now this one, from now on, is underlined. It will not be impossible to save him. You prayed. Wow. It will not be impossible to save him. You prayed. So that's emphasized at the end of the statement.
Hallelujah.
Okay, I'll read it again. Trusting me of the impossible, nothing is too hard for me. Walk in my light and see the way I have for you and your nations today. And your nations today, the assignment in front of you. The assignment in front of you. Wonder what he mean about that. The assignment in front of you. Now the emphasized part. It will not be impossible to save him. You prayed.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Jeremiah 32:27. Jeremiah 32:27. Matthew 14:31. 3:1. Matthew 14:1-4, verse 31. Okay. Next statement. Have an honest conversation with me. Have an honest conversation with me. And I will listen, friends. Wow. Have an honest conversation with me, and I will listen, friends. Even tough it felt.
Even what?
Tough it felt.
Are you sure that word is not though? Could you spell it?
Oh, maybe it is though. Well, I don't know. Okay. T-H-O-U-G-H?
Right. Though. Even though.
Wow. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Those words are tough. Tough, rough, though, free. Yeah. They're some of the hardest words for not English speakers. Mm-hmm. Born English speakers, yeah.
Even though. There's too many letters in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even though. It felt or impossible to you.
It felt, and what's the next word?
Or.
Even though it felt or?
Or.
O-R?
Yeah. Yeah. Impossible to you. Yeah, I don't know. That's what he gave us. Okay, have an honest conversation with me. And I will listen, friends, even though it felt or impossible to you. Nothing too hard for me. Nothing too hard for me. Oh, and the last few words are underlined, emphasized. I am your God. Okay, I'll read it again. Have an honest conversation with me, and I will listen, friends, even though it felt or impossible to you. Nothing too hard for me. Emphasized, I am your God. Maybe that's why I read it tough, it felt. Okay. Where was I? Oh, here we go. 2 Corinthians 12:9. 1 Corinthians 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10:13-13. Isaiah 40:28. Isaiah 40:40-28. Okay, now the next statement is underlined. All underlined. And it reads like this. Learn what it means to trust God. Learn what it means to trust God and become strong warriors. Yeah. Learn what it means to trust God and become strong warriors for my kingdom. For my kingdom. Now, more than ever. Now, more than ever. Learn how to be strong. Learn how to be strong warriors for the Lord. Learn how to be strong warriors for the Lord. Lean into my grace. Lean into my grace. Let my grace heal your heart. Lean into my grace. Let my grace heal your heart. Okay, I'll read it again. The statement is all emphasized. Learn what it means to trust God and become strong warriors for my kingdom. Now, more than ever, learn how to be strong warriors for the Lord. Learn how to be strong warriors for the Lord. Lean into my grace. Let my grace heal your heart. Hallelujah. Oh, two more statements here, and they are emphasized. They're short.
They're still underlined?
Yeah, so that one, the one I read is a statement and was all underlined. Now there is two more underlined. But they're not long. They're like one line each. And the first one read, I am calling you all to a balanced life. A-B-A-L-A-N-C-E-D. I am calling you all to a balanced life. Align yourself with me. I am calling you all to a balanced life. Align yourself with me. So that's a statement. The one below that also is underlined. And read, refresh your soul, know that I set you free, church. Refresh your soul, know that I set you free, church. Okay. Scriptures, Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 5. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 5. Yeah, that's a 5. Okay. Romans 12, 2. Wait, didn't you just give us Romans 12, 2? Okay, I'll look
for
it. He did? Okay.
Yeah. That's Romans why it's so important. That's the verse to renew your mind.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, Romans 12, 2. And then he gave us Mark 6, 31. 31. Mark 6, 31. Okay. A statement. This one is not underlined. It reads like this. You are called to surrender. You are called to surrender your wills to me. You are called to surrender your wills to me. I model, M-O-D, E-L-E-D.
Modeled. Mm-hmm.
Modeled. Thank you. I modeled this before my death. I modeled this before my death.
Spell
on
that
the
word
cross.
Again. Spell that word again. Make sure I got it.
What I have here is M-O-D-E-L-E-D.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He modeled surrender. In other words, he is the model for surrender. Mm-hmm.
Right. Modeled this before my death on the cross. My will. Yeah, my will. When you obey me first, my will, when you obey me first, obedience will lead you away. Obedience will lead you away. Oh, from this world idea of balance. Okay, I'm gonna understand the statement here. Well, I'll read it again. I'm sure we'll get it. You are called to surrender your wills to me. I modeled this before my death. I modeled this before my death on the cross. My will. When you obey me, my will, when you obey me first, obedience will lead you away from this world idea of balance. That's a statement. Okay. Then the Lord gave us Colossians with a C, 3:17. Colossians 3:17. Matthew 26:39. Matthew 26:39. All right, next statement. Ask God, ask God what I want to show you. Ask God what I want to show you about the unlimited, about the unlimited changing for you. About the unlimited changing for you. Oh, the last few words are underlined. You can try it, church.
Is this underlined starting with you?
Yeah, you can try it. Try it, church. Okay, I'll read it again. Ask God what I want to show you about the unlimited changing for you. And the underline, you can try it, church. Oh, then you give us Psalm 23. Psalm 23. Trust in me. Trust in me is underlined. Sure different today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We'll see.
Praise the Lord. Okay, hold on, just a jiffy. He begins with that verse which is so wonderful and which we know and which we saw exemplified for our president and cabinet members, etc. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that arises in judgment against you, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. Or, as some translate it, their vindication is of me. You can get so caught up in the past and who you are or what mistakes you have made. When Jesus entered your life, I changed everything. New creation by my death. I make you new. Underlined, your victory in me. 2 Corinthians 5:17 and 18. Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Romans 6:12-14. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts. And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be master over you. For you are not under the law, but under grace. Other translations, that was a New American, but the other three ones that I check, all translated, for sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. Now more than ever, to trust me and become strong warriors for my kingdom. Now your world needs men who are willing to boldly carry God's love into the world and find this life-changing in me and with me. Church, transform your minds. When he says men, there are four different words for men, at least four different words in the Old Testament,
And when he uses the word Adam, it's always translated like men or mankind. For instance, man shall not live by bread alone. Adam shall not live by bread alone. He means mankind. So he needs the members of mankind to boldly carry God's love into the world and find this life-changing in me and with me. Church, transform your minds. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And oh, how we all know this. Be anxious, do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious about itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Romans 12:2. And this is the first time he's giving us this today. So, so important. One of the most important things in the world is after you're born again, you renew your mind with the Word of God so that you can test, so that you can think like God thinks. So here's Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Underlined. You already have me today, living your life to the fullest in prayer with my prophets and friends. You are growing. Grow a bit more in this prayer, children. Stand for your nations, Trump, Benjamin. All of that underlined. Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 16:11. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Proverbs 16:9. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Or establishes his steps. Trusting me of the impossible, nothing is too hard for me. Walk in my light and see the way I have for you and your nations today. The assignment in front of you, and then underlined, it will not be impossible to save him. You prayed. I know our prayers had something to do with keeping the president. And they do every day. And don't forget every day to speak your authority for our president. Jeremiah 33:27. Okay. 27. Jeremiah 33:27. Is that what I said?
Jeremiah 32.
Oh, good. I wrote it down wrong. Jeremiah 32:27, or anyway. Behold, I am Jehovah, the God
Elohim of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Answer, no.
No.
Matthew 14:31. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and said to him, took hold of him, saying to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? Have an honest conversation with me, and I will listen, friends. Even though it felt or impossible to you, nothing is too hard for me. I am your God, and I am your God is underlined. Hannah had the opportunity yesterday through one of our partners, whose husband has been appointed by President Trump to a very high office, and she is a prayer warrior, and she invited some young people, kind of new maybe, to her home and let Hannah address them. And Hannah told them about how she developed such a close relationship with God. And it's just like that. You have honest conversations with him. Brother Lawrence said, you have little conversations with God all day long. Just little conversations with God. So have an honest conversation with him. You know, prayer is a two-way thing. Not just supposed to be you talking all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. You can hear. He'll answer you.
Oh, yeah.
2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness so that the power of Christ may rest upon me or dwell in me.
That's what I need to talk to him.
That's it, right there. Right. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you may be able to endure it.
Mm. Wow. Be honest.
Yeah. Isaiah 40:28. Do you not know? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord, Jehovah, is the everlasting God, Elohim, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow faint or weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Underlined. Learn what it means to trust God and become strong warriors for my kingdom. Now more than ever, learn how to be strong warriors for the Lord. Lean into my grace. Let my grace heal your heart. I am calling you all to a balanced life. Align yourself with me. Refresh your soul. Know that I set you free, church. Ecclesiastes 3:1-5. For everything, there is a season, and there's a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up when it's planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. You remember he just said, it's time for those things he just talked about, becoming a strong warrior, etc.
He told us another prayer call that time to embrace, church.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Embrace what is happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Romans 12:2 again. Renew your mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you, by testing, may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Mark 6:31. And he said to them, come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a while. For there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. See, that's a balanced life. There's time for you to be at it and working and going all out, and then there's a time for you to come away and rest a while. See, he's talking about balanced life. You are called to surrender your wills to me. I modeled this before my death on the cross. That's actually in the garden. He modeled that surrender. My will, when you obey me first. Obedience will lead you away from this world idea of balance.
The
world's idea of balance is not right, but God's idea of balance is just right. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. In your balanced life, everything you do will be giving glory to God. Matthew, that doesn't mean you balance a little evil with good. Everything.
Right.
Yeah. Matthew 26:39. Oh yeah, here's where he modeled surrender. And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. So he's just now told us that that's when he modeled surrender.
Wow.
And God, ask. Ask God what I want to show you about the unlimited changing for you. Underlined. You can try it, church. Now, he doesn't mean here you can try. You don't try things with God. You do them. Try also means testing. You can test it, church. You know, like you try someone in a trial. You can test it, church. Ask God. Test him. Ask God what I want to show you about the unlimited changing for you.
Yeah.
Underline.
Yeah.
You can try it, church. You can test it. Ask him. See if he answers you. Ask him. Psalm 23. Thank God for Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and chesed will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Trust in me. Underline.
Well, I just got a text that, what's his name? Comey, been arrested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been indicted. Yep.
Wow.
You know, he put a message in shells. He posted it. I didn't know what this meant.
I didn't either.
8647. I had to look it up. And 86 means get rid of, destroy. And 47 is President Trump. And I guess it's a catchword that's going all over TikTok and other place else. Get rid of 47. So that's why God says, oh, what was it he said in here? I thought it was so. It will not be impossible to save him. You prayed.
Yeah.
I know that our prayers have to do with the protection of Donald John Trump. And if you can imagine that it's become a catchword, and even the head of the FBI, who he was, to put out 8647, destroy him, destroy President Trump, God can save him by us praying. And we're not the only ones, of course we're not. My, many, many, many are praying. But, oh, dear God, we're allowed the privilege to pray for him, too. And our nations is going to count. He says, pray for your nations. Yeah. He wouldn't tell us to do it if it didn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
So it does matter. And we shall pray every day.
And you know, Miss Billy, when he said, children, stand for your nations.
Yes.
Trump, Benjamin, he's telling us to stand for our nations and for Trump and Benjamin.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's telling
us.
Yeah,
he
wouldn't
tell us if it didn't count for something.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
So as long as we're here, as long as the church is here, we're going to hold back the Antichrist. He's not going to destroy our nations. He's not going to destroy Trump, and he's not going to destroy Benjamin if we're faithful to pray.
His power tipping the scale to our favor. His power. The authority that he gave to us.
The authority.
We are tipping the scale. We are tipping the scale in our prayer.
Absolutely.
Because he said, try it. Speak to me.
Yeah, try it. Test it
Ask
out.
Me.
Ask it out. Test
yeah.
me.
Test me, yeah.
Oh, folks, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Whew. What a wonderful Father. Well, folks, I'm going to need to get around here, and I'll be seeing you at noon, billybrim.org. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.